Yeah. That's a D.A. No, I'm
saying that's a big ass.
They can use somebody like a fucking Devontae Adams.
Yes. They pop him right in, take Odell Beckham right out, or Sterling Shepard. That would probably put 7 wins on the board.
What's up with Sterling Shepard? Why is he not getting points?
He's all right. No, he's got points. He has one bad game.
Beckham screaming touchdown in every game. Except for one. Every fucking week.
What, you don't have him?
I have him. I start.
What, he's not getting you any points? You know what? He didn't get him any points last week. It was the first start of the year for Darnold. Bet. Had his worst game this season. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like...
it's Shepard. Russell Shepard. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Brandon, I feel like you are downgrading Adams just because he didn't start week one of his fucking NFL career and catch fucking 90 balls his first year.
A little bit.
It's like, he sat behind.
I'll say it like this. In person,
top.
It might be easier.
Yeah, that's the argument on our side.
Here's the easier way to say it without it going back and forth in text messages. I feel like his numbers could very well be outstanding this year and for the next 5 years. Outstanding
he
numbers.
He doesn't care how good his numbers are.
So I don't care.
For some reason, he feels like it's all about Aaron Rodgers.
You're talking pure ability.
No. I'm talking pure ability.
Fuck the other receivers on the team that can't
he's a great
shoot
receiver
with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
No,
dude.
It has nothing to do with Adams.
Right. No.
If his argument made any sense, I mean, everybody on the Packers was fucking amazing. You and I could go try out, make a team, and they would fucking pay us because we got Aaron Rodgers, so it wouldn't fucking matter.
Right.
Jordy Nelson was amazing.
Until he got hurt and old and slow.
He was still good last year. He was still the number one, right?
No, Adams was the number one guy.
731 yards last year?
I don't even think he had that many yards. Maybe.
I think Jordy started off the number one. And then
I know when Bruno Mars was quarterback and Adams was his go-to guy.
Here's my thing. Like, I think he's great route runner. I've watched video on him. I watched the tape because you just fucking rant and rave about how this guy is. I think he's a great red zone threat. Like, I mean, top-end red zone threat. Okay. Not going to take it away from him. What I feel like is his explosive playability is not that of any of those.
482 yards.
Less than 500 on 53 catches.
But here's the thing. If he's a great red zone threat, James Jones was a great red zone threat. He was not Devontae Adams.
No, he was not Devontae Adams. But my argument is James Jones was not very good. And he had his numbers 800 yards, 900 yards receiving out of James Jones. To me, is exceptional.
I don't understand why you don't give a shit that Devontae Adams has the second most catches in the league.
I do give a shit. I think he might lead the league in touchdowns.
But he would still suck in your eyes.
He's
so
not
that's
suck.
Problem.
He doesn't suck. He's just not the best fucking receiver in the league, guy.
You're saying he's like
he was two.
The way you say it, though, you're saying he's not athletic.
He's athletic. He's an NFL wide receiver.
Guy. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Give the guy some.
He's like he would be like Jerry Rice, a C plus Jerry Rice compared to. If you were to say like another like okay Randy Moss to Jerry Rice, right? Who's more talented? Who's more talented athlete?
That is a tough. That's not as easy as you think when you ask the question.
No, I think it's very easy.
How?
I think Jerry Rice is a better receiver, but as far as physical talented athlete who can make an explosive play, who is a phenom to watch athletically,
but
it's not close.
6'6", all you do is throw it up. It's like me playing against 13-year-olds.
He was a great in every
just
aspect.
Throw it up. I'm taller than everybody else.
All
right.
That's all it was. He was a tall
look
guy.
At me, I'm
right.
An athlete.
He was. What's that asshole? The Giants drafted 5 years ago. That was 6'8".
Randy Moss used to streak down the sideline.
Quadrismo?
No.
Randy Moss used to streak down the sideline past people.
I think he was underrated.
Catch the ball and run.
Wait,
Jerry Rice would just catch the ball and run 5 yard slants to the West Coast offense. He would catch the ball and run up past people.
I feel like guys like T.O., Randy Moss, and even to some level, Chad Johnson.
Guy, Jerry Rice sucked. He had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks as his
career. Awful.
He sucked. He was
Jerry
average.
Rice,
I can't have the conversation.
He was average.
C-
You're not seeing
Randy
my point.
Moss, okay? Without Joe Montana and piggybacking that with Steve Young, he would have had 47 catches a season.
Yep.
Who?
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, he's not athletic at all.
Not athletic at all.
I'd say he was not athletic at all. I called.
I think Brandon, like, if he doesn't get a fucking chubby watching someone run, then he... You like fucking discount
NFL,
I don't
NFL
discount
players
it.
Who came in the league 10 years after Jerry Rice used to try to work out with him in the summer and couldn't keep
I
up.
I understand. I'm not bashing Jerry Rice. Dude, he's my favorite player of all time. I'm not bashing Jerry Rice.
There it is. Look at
they are wearing black. I gotta switch to the cards.
That's what I did.
Yep. If they're wearing black, I'm switching. That's so cute.
I feel like you're giving way too much of the credit to Aaron Rodgers.
If he played with another quarterback, would he have At a number one receiver, would he have decent numbers? He'd have decent numbers. They would not be what they are with Aaron Rodgers.
I think he'd have decent numbers with half the league.
Half the league, guy.
Half the league. 16.
I don't think he'd start 15, in half the league.
14.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't.
Start wide receiver. You've never seen a starting wide receiver in the NFL.
Brandon, he wouldn't. He would not start on one team, guy.
All right.
What team does he go to where he doesn't? He's not the number one.
Right.
The Oakland Raiders.
Where he's not the number one. Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Yeah, but he's still starting, though. He's going to start over Juju Smith-Schuster.
That's what I'm saying. Let alone starting. I'm talking not the number one.
Right.
He's the number one wherever he goes except for fucking Pittsburgh.
No. He's not the number one on the fucking Giants.
I don't think he's not over Julio.
He's not over DeAndre Hopkins. He's not over fucking your boy Mike fucking Todd or fucking Thomas.
You don't even like him.
I don't like him. He's not a number one over him. I have to hide him.
Is amazing.
I thought you thought he was talking about Demaryius Thomas. You knew he was talking about Michael Thomas. And
he just doesn't like Michael Thomas.
No,
it must be because Drew Brees. I don't like Drew Brees. These guys.
I don't like them. No, I hate them. I love Devonta Adams' work ethic. The Giants could use a receiver like that instead of a guy who runs his fucking mouth. I'd love to have him for that reason. It's not that I don't like this guy. I just don't feel like he is that.
Right. When I say you don't like him, I mean I'm talking about. I'm not saying that you.
Oh, I hate the guy. He's
right.
Terrible.
He's an asshole.
He beat my guys in college all these years.
3 a.m. Here it comes.
Dude, I had jalapenos a couple days ago.
Did you love Lance Moore?
Did I love Lance Moore?
Yeah. Lance Moore.
Did you love Lance Moore?
Did I love Lance Moore? No.
You're going to compare Devontae to Lance Moore?
No, I'm not comparing. I'm asking questions. I'm asking a bunch of questions.
I feel like asking you to love Ted Ginn. No?
Okay, did you love... Yes.
Michael Wallace?
Yeah.
On the Steelers, I love him.
No.
Never loved him.
I love him.
That's a homer, but that's a homer of me, though. I'm gonna be honest with you. When he was on the Steelers, I loved Mike Wallace. He'd get those deep passes. I love San Antonio.
Since I don't think the only thing I will give you is
Robert
Meacham.
Did you love Robert Meacham?
No.
Was he not ranked in the
Robert
top
Meacham?
No.
Yeah, he was.
Where was Robert Meacham? I'll go back and look. Receiver.
Ranked in what?
Right.
Ranked in what? As a wide receiver, the same fucking way you guys are doing this.
No.
Oh, this guy's
Robert Meacham.
Yeah.
Robert Meacham was never to the point where he was ranked as highly as Devontae Adams.
Not even close.
I would agree to that based on this guy's number two. But.
Maybe you're just not good at seeing
talent. Yeah, I'm terrible at seeing talent. Yeah.
I think this is a great argument, though, I gotta say. It's been going on for a couple days, but it still gets me to laugh.
Is there a way we can finally? I mean, we gotta put it to bed.
I've acknowledged his talent. What do you want me to do? I've acknowledged that he's a great route runner. He's got good hands. He's a great. What do you want me to say?
You're trying to say. I'm gonna get back to Robert.
I deny that he's a top eight receiver.
What was your point in bringing up Robert Meacham?
I'm just saying there's a bunch of receivers that put up these great numbers. What I'm leading to is on, especially on successful teams.
What was Robert Meacham?
Robert Woods. Robert Woods this year. He's a 500 yard receiver. He looks like a superstar.
What was Robert Meacham's great season?
Yeah, I don't. Robert Meacham.
What was Robert Meacham's?
I don't know what he had. 1,200 yards, 1,100 yards.
You probably pulled out a ball.
He never.
What's his career high?
722 yards in a year. Robert Meacham's.
Come on, Francesca.
Robert Meacham's career year was 2009. 45 catches for 722 yards and 9 touchdowns.
Career
that was
high.
His best year ever.
That was probably a bad call on a player.
After
I'm just saying,
a
guy that never did anything.
This guy never had more than 45 catches in a season, and he played 7 years. Well, what do you mean, Robert Meacham? Who the fuck ever liked Robert Meacham?
What's the actual that went to the last year, 2 years ago, went to the Miami Dolphins that had two 980 yard years and hasn't done shit since? No, from the Saints. Willie Snead.
No.
Yeah, two 900 yard years.
Kenny Stills.
Or whoever. All these guys that catch between, just like fucking Adams. 8 to 1,000 yards, then go and never do nothing again.
But you're talking about deep threat only guys who run a seam route, and that's all they run.
No, he wasn't a deep threat. Nobody said he was a deep threat. They were hoping for a good season.
Kenny Stills is what I'm saying. Ted Ginn, those kind of guys are. Lance Moore.
How about you? Kenny Stills. What are you bringing?
Lance Moore wasn't a deep threat guy.
My only problem is, no matter what Adams does, you're just not going to like him.
No,
you're not going to give him his credit.
Like him,
you know what I mean. You're not going to give him his credit due, is what I'm saying.
I give
you
credit due.
You're poo-pooing
him. I said he's great route runner, has great hands, is an excellent red zone threat. What else do you want me to say? I don't put him in the top 10 fucking receivers in the league. Based on that,
where would you put him
this year?
Overall ability at wide receiver. Where are you putting Devontae
this year?
Adams?
What do you mean, like based on statistics?
Based on overall ability of a wide receiver, who you'd want on your team?
I love him on my team. I would trade him for Odell straight up right now.
Man, you really hate Odell right now.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
You're splitting hairs between two top five receivers.
I like who he is. I like him better as a person. I think
I'm not talking about as a person.
Worker. He's a hardworking guy.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
I will say some receivers work hard. Though. Some of them are just natural talent. They don't work as hard as they should.
Correct.
Jerry White was known for being a hard
Absolutely.
Trainer. Antonio Brown's known for his crazy
Correct.
Work.
Correct. J.J. Watt. Odell Beckham's known as a hardworking receiver. I'm not taking anything away from that guy's effort.
He's a mental
I don't know, man. I don't know. Odell Beckham, to me, is the best overall athlete in the NFL. I don't put him as a top receiver just because he's better than everybody else physically. I do. I think if we did a pickup game of any sport and you said, oh, who's the best athlete in the room, and you had all those fucking receivers on that list, that's the guy I'm taking. We're playing soccer, taking Odell Beckham. We're playing basketball, taking Odell Beckham. We're playing fucking football. Probably taking, might take Odell Beckham for any position.
And Davante Adams never even had sniffed as many targets as fucking Jordy Nelson was.
No, he's been in the shadows. I acknowledge that, and he's going, everything is set up. I'm not disagreeing with you that his numbers are going to explode. Randall Cobb is nowhere, right? Jordy Nelson's gone. This guy has been with fucking Aaron Rodgers for 4 years. They clearly believe in this guy because they put him in the number one position. He's got a relationship with him. He's amazing. And so he's going to have all these fucking yards, and he's going to have it. What do you mean, guy? I mean,
Hopkins, same thing.
So what do you think he's going to
have? Hopkins is who? This guy, he's quarterbacked five other games the guy's been in? What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, that yesterday you killed yourself with that whole...
No, I'm not saying he's bad.
Through this point last year,
he could be the MVP, Mark. Mark, he could be the MVP. He's played with him five fucking games before the season started. That's what my argument is. If you have a quarterback and you develop a relationship for 5 years, it's different than if I had five games last year and then I had seven different quarterbacks that came in. I'm all over the place. That's what I'm getting at. Not that this kid won't be good.
But he's been the only show in town.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter if you or I were throwing the ball to Hopkins.
Right, but there's other guys, man. There's so many guys that they're the only show in town, and then they switch quarterbacks or switch teams, and they're a bust. They're out of the league. How many times does that happen? How can Hopkins have – you can tell me you throw any quarterback in here, it doesn't make a case for that this guy's fucking fantastic?
Yeah, because he's the only guy to throw to, so he's going. His numbers are going to look good.
All right, so you don't think he's talented. You think it's just a volume thing.
No. See, my thing is you're downplaying Adams' talent level, whereas I'm saying Hopkins' talent level, whether somebody thinks one is more talented than the other, isn't vastly superior to Adams, like you're saying.
Okay.
Look at my list. I put Hopkins at 6. I didn't fucking have him out of the top 10.
Right. You're unrealistic.
Receivers didn't have Adams on there just to be a cunt. I didn't do that. Like, I'm a realist. You like to look at things. I don't know how you like to look at them.
No, I'm a realist.
He just wanted to
think T.J. Husmanzada is the fucking most talented receiver in football right now today in 2018.
No. He was good back then.
Talk bad about Husmanzada.
He was good, dude. He was a good receiver. He was just like... That's what you know what he was? He was Davante Adams.
Oh, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Look at his numbers. His numbers are outstanding.
All right, now we got to look at
outstanding. I want you to look at Husmanzada's numbers. And tell me...
I think he had a couple good years.
He had some good fucking years and like...
But he was never number one volley. He was always number two.
Yeah, he was never number one.
But he was ever also never put in the position to be number one. Like, he was never, hey, let's get rid of all receivers and we'll
put this guy. So obviously it wasn't that good.
You think that was the case, or do you think
they did it to Adams. They saw Adams' fucking athleticism and talent.
Oh, yes, they're
and
like,
said,
this
all
guy,
right, see you, Jordy. This guy is right now up you're there. Number one.
Yeah, you know what? Out of college, his biggest
weakness. So he's worked his way up to being number one.
Was his release.
Who's that?
Adams. And he's gotten much better.
I don't know if Husmanzada's numbers great.
He had a couple good years, right?
11 seasons, 44 touchdowns, 7,200 receiving yards, 600.
All right, but how many of those seasons were they all just four touchdown seasons, or did he have a couple like one, two,
three? I think he had like two good years.
He had one good year. His career year was 2007, 112 catches, 1,143 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome.
So that means, though,
no
it makes his other years.
Yeah, no touchdowns his rookie year. one touchdown in his second
year. That makes sense.
Zero touchdowns in third year. Four in 2004. And seven comes
up. Yes, and he comes up, yes.
Yeah, so he had 12 in 2007. Then it was four in 2008, three in 2009, three in 2010, one in 2011.
So he peaked and came back down.
Yeah.
So he had like 25.
And he had Carson Palmer.
In 3 years, he had 25 touchdowns.
11 years, 44 touchdowns. I think
and Adams in three
has,
of those years,
I think Adams 25. Has what, 32 already? Fuck out of here. Pick the ready, baby! Let's go! Los Broncos! Oh, they hung with the fucking Rams, but they're gonna lose to the Cardinals. Yucky.
Okay, so the game's over, asshole?
Yeah, pretty much.
The game's fucking over? All right, see you later. Get the fuck out.
I know I should have picked with Greg.
Greg said he got the fucking Cardinals. I got excited.
You should have. 1-5, Thursday night.
Yeah,
fucking
one.
Why, you pick, you stay with the Cardinals?
I got faith in
you. You fucking dumb fuck. I told you not to do that.
I got faith in you, Greg.
I'm fucking terrible
when
on Thursday night.
Everyone else falters on you, Greg.
What did Sean go with? That's what we really need to know. What the fuck did Sean go with? This guy's fucking on fire.
Fucking picking bulls is fucking hard. This guy is money. 12 a week?
Holy
Jesus
fuck.
Jesus Christ.
He won't get another 12 whole fucking season.
That's right. Hard to do.
Not all right. Good for him. He's probably gonna stick with it, Sean. Stick with it. Dude, did they lower it to 200 if you win this week?
No, it's whoever's in first place at the end of this week gets 200. Like standings overall.
It's gonna be that Julie check. Is Sean up there?
Sean's, what do you say, 6 games back?
Oh, he's 6 games back and he's 12. I must be like.
She had a big lead. When I was tied for ninth or whatever it was,
yeah,
I was closer to 86th place than I was first place.
Jesus Christ.
Was he in? I didn't see it.
I think they're fucking still figuring it out.
Alright, up and down, left side to side. Kim, got it?
Sean Curlin has Denver.
Oh, there you go. You guys got it. How about the season you think Aaron Rodgers is having this year with fucking one leg, basically?
It's probably Devontae Adams.
I would say it's more Devontae
Adams.
I do like that guy. He's
trying to
create
the legend of fucking Aaron Rodgers.
He's at least, he's a definitely
trying to do. I think he's doing
it.
I think it's playing out on the field. I think it's playing out on the field.
I said that in the group chat the night.
What are we saying? What are we arguing about now? What are we arguing about?
No,
Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback or MVP.
I think he might be better than I thought. I don't know. I was saying
he's
overrated.
In the legend status, the way he's
supposed to. Get the fuck out of here.
Did
you watch the game?
Did you see that game?
I'm saying.
But he's doing what you say is a legend.
He's not a fucking legend.
He's got fourth quarter last minute drives. He's got fourth quarter last minute drives. That's your fucking. That's your favorite stat of all time.
We're saying he's already H11. I'm just saying. That people go back and are going to be talking about the legend of this guy for years to come.
And it wouldn't happen already.
On
fucking 19
Hail
Marys
in one leg.
Fourth quarter.
What is he playing on
guy,
one leg?
Guy, I'm agreeing with you. This guy's already a legend. I'm not
saying. I don't
saying
think
it.
So.
Get the fuck out
I
of
think
here.
He's overrated.
He's definitely way overrated. If he didn't have guys like Devontae Adams on his
he's
fucking team.
He's proven me wrong.
He would fucking be a piece of shit. I bet you if you put him on the fucking Redskins, he wouldn't even have. I don't even know what to say.
No. Just because I say he's overrated doesn't mean I don't think he's one of the best in the league. People are already
he's
saying he's top five of all time. That's ridiculous.
If I could take any quarterback right now on the Giants,
you would say he's top five. I'm trying to
top five of all time.
Know,
no
just,
way.
Just put the yes. thought in my head here.
No
I'm
way.
Think here.
Yeah, think it out. You'll...
Is he better or worse than Brett Favre? It's all.
Yeah. I would take.
He probably will be better by the end of his career. If he wins another Super Bowl,
at
definitely.
This point right
Brett
now,
top 10 quarterback all time.
I mean, although Aaron Rodgers is talentless because he couldn't pass Favre with a depth chart for 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
A Hall of Fame quarterback for nobody you don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's Randall Cobb. He's the equivalent as a quarterback to Randall Cobb.
No, we're not talking about who's in front of him. We're talking about the ability not to pass somebody. Even though the team makes the decision.
Past somebody? Clearly he's not faster than any of those guys on that list. You're right.
Even though the team makes a decision on who's going to play.
I mean, no, they love him, dude.
How many people do you take over Aaron
Rodgers? If they didn't like him, if they didn't give up on if they didn't
Brady,
like him.
All right, let's just start to all time, all you know, top five all time.
I bet you what?
Brady, Montana,
Adams would be great with Brady.
Yeah, huh?
Adams would be great with Brady. Absolutely, same deal.
Yeah, Brady and
Brady
Montana,
obviously.
Yep, I still take Manning. I think I still take Manning.
Peyton Manning or Eli?
Eli is not the top fucking three guy. Come on. This guy's never been in the top three in a single season.
You think Eli's chances at making the Hall of Fame are gone?
See, these guys think he'll still make it. I think he might still make it because of his thoroughbred, who he is. But I would argue that the last set, 6 or 7 years of him losing every year and going fucking having 30 games below 500 for the last 7 years is going to hurt his cause for the Hall of Fame. If he would have retired in 2014 or 15 with maybe a year or two of losing seasons after winning 2 Super Bowls in 8 years, then I would say he's not even a question. I feel like now people are going to be like,
Is career record over 500? He's like a little bit over 500.
Slightly,
right?
I think now. Slightly. He was way over, though. At the time they won the 2nd Super Bowl, they were 30 games. They were like equivalent to 9-7. They're equivalent to 9-7. If you took every one of his years, it averaged out to 9-7.
He used to be running back.
I think today's football fan is more.
No, was that
that the changing of coordinators and coaches every season
hurts him?
Yes, I think today's football fan knows how crazy.
Who is that guy? He looks.
Because even if he knows the offense, doesn't mean the receivers do. So when you see him make a throw that's 10 yards behind somebody, as a fan, you're like, where the fuck was that ball? Because you're assuming that the receiver knows where he's going. What if it was in and the receiver ran an out?
I agree with what you're saying. I think the one thing that hurts him is that he did have Coughlin about 80% of his career.
That hurts him?
It hurts. No, it didn't hurt him as a player, but hurts him in what you're saying, because they may have switched coordinators. But look at Belichick. Belichick's been there. They've switched coordinators. You're going to argue that, hey, they still have the same system. It's a Belichick system. But Coughlin was there up until, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago now?
When I started to suck.
Yeah, he sucked after. He did not have a good year after the Super Bowl year.
Big changeover. They lost a lot of guys that off
that offseason. I agree with Mark. Mark, I don't disagree with you at all. I don't disagree with you at all. I just think that people might look at that and go, okay.
I just hate the emphasis on quarterbacks in this game that's played with 33 different people.
I also think that his, even though his winning record is 9-7 for that period of time, I also think his regular season statistics are not that great. They are not Philip Rivers. They are not Ben Roethlisberger. In a passing era, they're not those numbers. He had a 4,900-yard year. I give him that. I'm not saying he hasn't had good years. He's not streaky.
So are you saying that you think that the Giants should have taken Big Ben Roethlisberger?
No. He won 2 Super Bowls, guy. But I mean, I'm not saying that. He's streaky as fuck. I think he, when Eli gets hot, retard hot that he gets, he's fuck. No, he is. It's ridiculous. Watch him in the play ball. Watch. I sat there with you and watched him drive into the fucking Super Bowl in 07. It was ridiculous. We're watching it like, what the fuck happened to this guy? He usually throws, where's his fucking 3 points?
Autism Manning.
Yeah. I think if he gets hot.
He's had some funny commercials, though. That's also one where he's had some funny.
So you have Peyton Manning number 3 in your all-time list? So you got Brady, Montana, Manning. That's your all-time list.
Those Colts team was all fucking Manning and their star receiver. Whoever was Reggie Wayne or Hart Harrison, this guy had no line, and he would fucking no foot, no
oh,
speed.
No,
would,
you're way off.
No, man, he would fucking dance around sacks.
Guys, no,
but he's had offensive line.
I was gonna say there were seasons Peyton Manning got sacked fucking 5 times all year.
Yeah, no, he's
all fucking year. Guys get sacked 4 or 5 times a game.
No, absolutely, but I think he's part of that. His
Dude,
release,
if your quarterback with 16 fucking games,
his
no,
release,
he is part of that.
Under 3 seconds,
right, he's
get rid
part of,
the
of it. But they also had one of the highest offensive lines in history.
Well, they did. Their center was one of the best centers.
Right, Tyree Glenn was fucking unfucking believable left tackle. He gave up like 4 sacks in a 14-year career or something stupid.
Yeah. No, they did have some lines.
I mean, you got if you know
they
what?
Had a passing, they had
I'll be honest with you. One of the years
passing.
That impressed me the most was his probably his worst season, and that's the Super Bowl year with Denver. That guy couldn't get. He couldn't. He threw.
He
like,
got benched at the end of the year and then won a Super Bowl. That's
no,
crazy, right?
I know, but
did his, I see the Broncos? Like
no, but
his guy got benched in Week 13.
Yeah,
benched.
But his. I'm not saying that his fucking stats were good. I'm saying
no, I know.
Mentally,
I'm
like
impressive.
He's fucking out there coaching and basically because I can't throw the ball more than 6 yards.
Listen, I gotta let you follow your heart.
I went with the black uniforms.
Is Ben Roethlisberger a Hall of Fame?
Nothing. No statistics, listen, anything. I just went with black
uniforms. I got out of work at 5 o'clock, yes. Right? And I got an update on my phone from NFL.com. And it was about Von Miller saying in the press conference today that they were going to kick the Cardinals' ass. And I said, they're going to win. Are you kidding? He ain't gonna. He's not gonna let that team make him look like an asshole. David Johnson ain't going.
You'll see the hardest effort he's had in 2 years. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this guy's gonna have 6 fucking sacks. David Johnson's gonna have 31 rushing yards. Denver is going to win this game by more than 2 fucking attempts.
These guys have been letting every other team run all over them.
Not happening tonight.
Tonight they're shutting that shit down.
They gonna learn today.
But that Cardinals win by 10.
Yeah, probably. I'm fucking out of here.
Your light's going on and off.
Yeah, we've got ghosts. That was wild.
On the porch. Off, on. Off.
Bro, that was crazy.
See? Did it again.
Short.
Sometimes I feel like somebody.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, let's go check that out.
What'd you say about Ben Roethlisberger?
I said, is he a Hall
of Famer? Fuck you! Fuck it. Light blue?
I said, is he a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Probably. He'll eat
it. Yeah, I think he is. What's he got, 2 Super Bowls or 3?
2.
He'll get it.
But he went to 3. He went to 3, lost 1. Lost 2.
He's a prize all fan.
Lost the Packers.
His stats are too good. He's been a great quarterback. He likes to rape women. I mean, what else do you want to do?
He didn't rape her.
I'm only kidding.
She blew him in the bathroom.
I'm only kidding.
Wow. You gotta use a potato to get it off. Yeah, turn off the breaker.
If I had my red knife, I'd be able to get it for you, but I lost that shit.
Can you stick your tongue up in the...
Put your finger... My brother had it, got electrocuted once, but... It's...
So, I just found out who makes those special edition sneakers, and where I can find them.
So I think the
said this
the agreement we have to come to is just that I feel like he's less talented. Is he number one starting receiver in the NFL? Yes. So he's not in that, right?
You feel he's less talented than...
I just feel like he's less talented than that top group you guys are talking about.
Who?
Just those names. Like fucking Julio
At
Jones.
What point?
No, who
are
you talking about? Devontae Adams?
Yeah. That's all I feel like. I'm not going to sit here and fight with you about it anymore. He's clearly a number one receiver. He's a fucking bunch of NFL people think he is. So I'm saying I'm wrong. He's not a 32nd overall ranked receiver.